Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Today's Savage or Sensible, advocating for your neighbors to hand out good candy.
This is absolutely insane.
For Halloween. This is a woman that we've referenced a couple times on the show, and she's up on our website at 98pxy.com for
a
Facebook, what some are calling rant, that she posted to her neighbors, urging them to give out better Halloween candy. It has since gone viral, and Breezy obviously feels that this is savage. I politely disagree. And think this is a sensible, but let me read what she wrote.
Please do. Okay.
Again, the Savage or Sensible isn't specifically this woman, but she is the inspiration for it. So I feel like I should read what she wrote.
Okay.
She says, Halloween is coming and I was hoping to catch you all before you make your candy selections. Over the last three Halloweens, I've noticed candy stock has become more and more diluted with cheap candy.
Oh.
I don't know if this trend is the result of higher bills or even the new construction, but cheap candy has somehow infiltrated our community for Halloween, and it has to stop. Again, this is in a Facebook group for her community.
My God.
Dum Dums, Smarties, and Jolly Ranchers may be suitable for Ontario, Fontana, and even Montclair, but not here in Rancho Cucamonga. This is in California, by the way.
Well, the name of the town. Hilarious.
She says, we are an affluent neighborhood, and this status should be reflected in our candy provisions for Halloween.
Oh, my
standard God. Full or king-size candy is the bar, pun intended, we set for our community on Halloween. If you purchase the fun size, you don't need to return them. She's being reasonable. Just keep in
reasonable.
Just keep in mind that 4 to 6 of those fun-size bars equate to a standard-size bar when you doll out that candy to trick-or-treaters. And please, for God's sake, leave those peep candies alone. No one, and I mean no one, wants those terrible marshmallow tragedies. She adds one more part to this. For the elderly who hand out coins. Unless you plan on throwing some quarters into the mix, stop peddling your pennies and step up your game this Halloween. It's a calculated loss to the trick-or-treaters after you adjust for inflation and the opportunity cost of what they could have received elsewhere. If they had just skipped your house.
Someone get this lady a Xanax now.
Oh, man. Listen, this
is this real?
This
Did
is
you
real.
Make this up?
No, I swear. I swear. The story's up. You can see her message at 98pxy.com. But, you know, this is stuff everyone thinks. This
Her name's
woman,
Susan, I'm telling you right
this
now.
This woman is just brave enough. She has the cojones. She has the cojones.
How are you
to
using
say it?
This? How are you using the word brave?
This
we
is,
talked about this all
I know.
The time.
She's saving her neighborhood. This is why I think this is sensible, Breeze. It comes down to this. She is obviously proud of her neighborhood. And how can you tell me that's a bad
Clearly
thing?
Not.
What?
She just shunned all of them.
No.
She shunned all of them.
She did not shun. She just has a higher standard. She has an expectation.
Oh, my
There's
God.
Nothing wrong with that. And like, how many times in the show have we said it takes a village to raise our kids, right?
This lady's
like,
a whack job.
We should be providing our children with the best possible experience that we can.
And you're flooding their stomachs and heads with sugar. How is that helping them in any way?
That's what
More
do you mean?
Sugar, if anything.
There's still sugar in cheap Halloween candy. They just want the refined, nice sugar.
Oh.
I mean, when
it's a savage.
When it comes down to it, is it really that expensive?
Yes.
King size
candy bars for each kid in the community?
Breezy.
Not for nothing.
We're talking about Rancho Cucamonga here.
We've also talked about how you're not even just supplying to the kids in your neighborhood because other kids from all the other counties she named off that she basically took a huge crap on, they'll probably come there because word will get out that they have king-size candy bars.
That's a great point you bring up, Breeze. That leads me to another one of my thoughts.
Okay.
You want your kids to be proud of where they live. And if they're dolling out cheapo candy, guess what? Those kids are going to different areas. You want them to be in their neighborhood with their neighbors and knowing that, oh yeah, when we go to this house, we know we're going to get good stuff.
No. This lady is savage all day long. She's essentially spending other people's money.
What? No.
Yes, she is. She's basically telling them you have to spend X amount. I don't know how much a king size candy bar goes for these days. At least $3. At least. Mm.
Listen, do you want the children in your neighborhood to have the best experience possible?
You cannot.
Or do you hate them?
No.
I think I know where you stand,
spoiled,
Brace.
Spoiled brats. You cannot force anyone to do anything, especially when money's involved.
You can't force, but you can advocate.
If she's really worried about it that much, if she's really going to lose sleep over this, which I don't know, Susan,
we don't know what
died
her name is,
and made you Halloween king of the neighborhood.
Halloween queen.
You should go buy the candy bar.
She probably would, because she's that prideful. But
you
again,
should go buy it and distribute it to your neighbors.
Again, this Saboteur Sounds Bill, though, we're making it too much about this specific person. It is more so advocating for your neighbors to hand out good candy for Halloween.
But you know there's people like this in every neighborhood. Yeah. There has to be.
And
there has to be.
There's nothing wrong with that. Come on.
Also, show some love for dum-dums and Smarties. Like, who doesn't love a good butterscotch dum-dum every once in a while?
Trash candy. Oh. Just throw it right in the garbage.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
Jolly Ranchers. Okay, I'm not going to go that far with Jolly Ranchers. I'm a fan of Jolly Ranchers. But dum-dums, come on.
Smarties?
Yeah.
Take them for a test?
No. Smarties have lived their time. They've had their moment where kids would crush them up and snort them.
This monster. Oh, God. This monster needs to be stopped. She is a monster.
I don't think so.
Spooky season is among us.
You're just mad because she's so much more prideful.
No, I'm mad because she's a savage.
Not all heroes wear capes, Breeze. Not all heroes wear capes. Remember that. Some people jumping in on the Club PXY Safe text line at 61822. And also on our Facebook page, Emily comments, sensible. Who cares? Let her voice her opinion. And if her neighbors have the money, why not? Max adding, sensible. It's one day a year. Go all out for it. I do. Do it for the kids.
Okay, Max, relax. This one on the Club PXY Safe text line. It's not savage. It's just stupid. Sounds like someone canceled her wine night and she needs to chill. Also, is Susan going to pay for all the cavities across the land?
We also don't know.
I named her Susan, but I do that with everyone. So,
and I'm like, okay, I don't get that, though.
But
paying for all the cavities across the land. Still candy. Cheap candy still gives you cavities. Cheap candy probably gives you even more cavities.
But the point of this is she wants bigger and better candy, so bigger candy equals more sugar. If they're downing a king-size candy bar, they're probably going to get a more sugar intake than a little Smarty or Dum-Dum or whatever.
She also did, she did specifically mention Dum-Dums as cheap candy, and I believe this texter feels personally attacked.
Yes.
They say every child must go through the Dum-Dum phase. It's like a rite of passage.
# cream soda Dum-Dum.
Disgusting. Fist. Absolutely disgusting.
I'm more of a butterscotch kind of Dum-Dum gal.
Awful. Absolutely not even lollipops.
You don't like dum-dums?
Dum-dums are.
Bite your tongue!
Stupid.
What?
222-9800. Who is this?
Stacy calling from Atlanta.
Stacy calling from Atlanta. Listening on the radio.com app. Did you want to jump in for today's Savage or Sensible?
It's definitely Savage.
Thank you, Stace.
Proud of her neighborhood. She wants it to be represented in a positive light. She's just advocating. There's nothing wrong.
I'm going to tell you why. She's savage because 90% of the parents that take their kids out trick-or-treating want them to get the good candy so that the parents can eat it. The little kids don't care. They just want
really?
It's very selfish.
Oh, I don't know.
Selfish tactic.
I definitely remember as a kid, like, I would remember the houses that gave out the crab candy. I mean, specifically the ones that were like, there was a dentist who always gave out apples or floss.
Oh, God, you hate that.
Well, come on, Breeze. Whatever, just give out whatever you want.
No, I didn't say whatever you want.
You're talking out two sides of your mouth.
Whatever candy you want. Just because it's not good enough to your standards.
Okay,
whose standards are we even going off of here, Susan?
So if they just if
the kids know where all the candy is, or they want to know where all the towns are that have good candy, do the kids have a driver's license to get to these places? No, the parents are going to take them, or the parents are going to take them.
Right.
And honestly, when I was a kid, when I got home, I dumped my candy out. Of course, we all had to go through it, make sure there's no needles and all that garbage.
Yes, of course,
needles. We've all been there.
About that, how many needles did you find in your candy? I don't think I've ever found any.
Absolutely none.
Of course.
But my parents did jump in, and they got all the good candy because they're the ones that took us out.
Well, of course.
And we got all the crap candy, which was all good because sugar, sugar.
We've discussed this on the show before. That is called the candy tax.
I feel like Goose is one of the main reasons that Corey had a child. Was, you know, send baby Mason up to the door, and then Corey gets to keep all the candy. Because Mason doesn't even, he has one tooth as of right
and
now.
And you know what? He better be getting those full-size candy bars. Let me tell you, I hope he go. And I'm going to fly him to Rancho Cucamonga and go to this neighborhood to get the candy.
Come on, kids, pack it up. We're going to Cucamonga.
Thanks for calling in this morning.
Absolutely.
Bye. All right, let's go to the poll up at 98pxy.com. You can always vote there. It's also, by the way, where you can see, again, this woman's full message to her entire neighborhood.
It's intense. It is intense.
You could text in the keyword vote, VOTE, to 69822. Message and data rates may apply. But
let's see it. Hit it.
71% of the people voting say
savagery. Yes, as I suspected.
You know what I hear?
What?
Cheap.
No!
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.